Okay, for the fourth time, are we now recording? Yes, I think we are. Okay.
Finally, let's get back into it. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I have had enormous technical difficulties to the point even recording this. I've had to restart it about four times. Not fun. Anyway, straight into this episode. Hello and welcome back. I hope you are having an awesome day and that you've had a good morning, despite the kind of person you are in the morning, which literally brings me to what today's topic is. Not being a morning person is not a bad thing, because I know in last week's podcast I mentioned that I am not a morning person by any means. That does not mean anything negative. There's no way to measure whether being a morning person is a good or a bad thing. And it's dependent on the person that you are. There are people who are morning people, but maybe struggle to get up in the morning. There are people who maybe are not morning people at all, like myself, but I still get up early and I do things, even though I'm not a morning person. Generally, in my opinion, being a morning person is more of a personality thing, like a personality trait, versus something you learn and do. I've always been someone who loves sleeping late. I've always been not a morning person at all. And I've always been a night owl. I mean, even at university, I remember staying up late rather than getting up early. And my best friend at the time, she used to always tell me how she would rather get up early to do work or get up early to just get in that last bit of revision. Where me, on the other hand, I would get up my normal time and do my thing, but I would have been up later in the night going over the work or studying or something like that. So it's more of a personality thing and just an individual thing versus, you know, an innate thing that you can train into a person. And that's why I think a lot of these things people try and equate to either being good or bad. They aren't. They are just things people are. Some people have happy faces, others have resting bee faces. It's just a thing. I mean, you can try and teach a person to smile, but if you catch them at a bad time, you're going to get the face. It's not your fault, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. Being a morning person is kind of the topic of today, and I'm actually going to be giving a couple of tips, some quite weird and random, but honestly, there is method in the madness as per usual. It's more about getting up early and doing things that need to be done, whether you're a morning person or not. Sometimes it just might be easier because you are, and other times it may be a little bit more difficult because you aren't. That's just the way it is, and you know, you can always learn new thing. So why not? Is kind of where I'm going with this. I will say, like I said in the beginning, that I'll probably keep in this podcast. I had crazy technical difficulties this week, aside from the personal problems that have been rolling over the last few weeks that I've been dealing with. And on top of that, South Africa, for those of you who are local, we've been having crazy blackouts to the point where we were out for literally about 5 hours in one day. We were about 2.5 hours in the morning, 2.5 hours in the evening. Your work was interrupted. Your personal time was interrupted. It was just chaos. And because of that, you know, the Wi-Fi is down, all sorts of things. It's just chaos. And because of that, you're busy focusing on getting other things done. And because this is something I do for a hobby and on the side, and I genuinely love doing it, but sometimes it does not take precedence because of the things going on in my life. So unfortunately, I was unable to start my Instagram, even though I had things prepared that I wanted to do. I do have my schedule that I'm going to be sticking to from next week on. The news is my Instagram is going to go live this coming Tuesday. And the first announcement is going to be this very podcast you are listening to. Yay for you. Getting it in there. I will leave a link in the description, bio, whatever thingy, on Tuesday that I'll update if I have not sorted it out by the time this episode goes live on Monday morning. So we'll see. But generally, my Instagram is not going to be something I'm constantly on. As you know, I'm not a big social media person. But for this podcast, I really want to try and get into it and flow with it. So I've decided to upload 3 days a week, possibly having random posts here and there. Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays are going to be days that I upload. I may check in here and there on comments and things, but for the most part, 3 days a week is what I'm trying to stick to, trying to build that habits like we spoke about a while back, and definitely get into it. I'm not going to repeat myself, but it's not my forte, but I am going to try. So wish me good luck. Follow me. I'm going to leave a link below, and hopefully it all goes smoothly. So spread the word. Thanks.
On to today's podcast. Finally. I mean, it took us long enough to get there, right? Being a morning person is not a bad thing, just like being a night person or a night owl is not a bad thing either. I honestly think that there is more to it than just being a morning person and a night person. Studies have actually shown that there's actually a third group called, I think, the third bird or something like that, where it's a bunch of people who actually function better mid-morning. So I'm not surprised. And then other research has shown that some people actually get a spike in energy and such in the early afternoon. So it's literally varies from person to person, which is my point of this entire thing. Like, if you want to stop here, that's the point. We're all different. Have a good day. If not, listen for the tips. It's going to get there. This not only came up in last week's podcast, but I actually had a conversation with my brother around this. And we are very different people. I've said that being a morning person and a night person or whatever you are is dependent on who you are, but it's also the kind of scheduled life that you lead. For example, if you think a person who owns a nightclub is going to be an early bird, I'm sorry, they may be, but that doesn't mean they're getting up at 5 a.m. That's probably when they go to sleep. Some people, maybe people who work night shifts, they're crawling into bed after working 7 till 7. They're only going to sleep at 8 in the morning. They aren't going to be an early bird. Each person has a different, I don't know, life schedule. The way their life functions and the schedule their life leads is going to determine a lot of things. And yes, it's a personality trait that you're a morning person or maybe a night owl or whatever you are, but your schedule is going to dictate what you do at what time. And that, I think, is something that each of us needs to individually take into account. So bringing it back, my brother and I were having this conversation about, he's an early bird, I'm definitely a night owl. I definitely prefer to do things at night. I have a lot of creativity at night. I actually spent time once on a Sunday typing out a story for about 4 hours, just working on a story. And I was just like, oh, this is so cool. And then it's like 1 a.m. and I'm like, I need to sleep. I got work. Okay. So it depends. And with him, he's like, why would you go sleep so late? No. And that's just who we are as different people. He's up at 5 a.m. every single day. Sometimes a few minutes before and posting about how he wakes up at 5 a.m. every day, including weekends. Okay. After he wakes up, he's listening to a motivational talk. Sometimes it's 15 minutes, sometimes it's half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes. He's got some motivation going for the day. Sometimes he'll do an audiobook, sometimes some other form of motivation or inspiration for the day, but that's where he's at. After that, he's getting up to make himself breakfast. Very high in protein, because why? He's hitting the gym after that. Then he comes back home to shower and get ready for work, and he starts work at 8:30. He makes sure he's home and ready and showered and dressed to go by like 8:10, maybe 8:15 at the latest. He's ready to start his work at 8:30. This is someone who's eaten, had coffee, gymmed, gotten inspiration, motivation, maybe read a bit of a book or listened to a bit of a book, and I've done nothing but snore. And I mean that literally. I'm knocked out. And with him, he's doing all these things. Me, on the other hand, not a chance. If you wake me up at 5 a.m., I will murder you. That's not even a joke. I only wake up at 5 a.m. to catch a plane. I am not interested in getting up that early for nothing and for no one, okay? There are very few exceptions to the rule, but I do not do 5 a.m. That is just who I am. And like with him, 5 a.m. is brilliant time for him to wake up. And he's cool with that. And the one thing that we actually both agree on is that it comes to individuality and personality. I'm just not a morning person, and he just is. He's willing to stay up late if we're watching a movie as a family or something like that. But for the most part, we all go sleep at a decent time because we all generally wake up early. And I don't mean 5 a.m. early. I mean like 7, maybe 6:30, somewhere there. And that's just how we've done things. And my sister will sleep till 2 p.m. if you let her. Not all the time, but there's occasional days where she does sleep until 11, 12, somewhere there, and those are fine. But it's not an everyday thing.
we all grow up and hear a lot of things in terms of cliches and rhymes and things like the early bird gets the worm or carpe diem. Any weird thing like that, I'm sure you have a ton. A lot of people have fed us these lines of if you don't get up early, you're not going to do well in life. We are fed these lines from so early on in life, it can actually create crippling fear. But then again, look back to the example I said first. Think of the club owner. He's raking in money in admissions. He's hopefully got his liquor license sorted so he can sell alcohol and make a crap ton of money from that. He's got this entire club that he runs and he's making money like water. Do you think he's upset that he's not the early bird getting the first worm? I highly doubt that. I don't think he cares. And I think that is a lesson that we need to learn very early on in life. In terms of being fed these things, we get told that if you don't wake up early and you don't get that worm first thing in the morning, you're a failure. But there's other worms, there's other opportunities. And sometimes, why? Why do you need to conform to these outdated norms? We are living in a new world, in a new time, and especially with COVID going around, a whole new way of doing the things that we used to do. So why are we using outdated methods? Have I got news for you? Like, the world has changed. If you don't want to get up early, don't. Don't neglect your obligations and commitments that you have. If you need to be at work at 8, don't sleep late. You need to be at work by 8. Like, come on. Or maybe you need to get up early to do something. Do that. But don't force yourself to be up at 5 or 6 a.m. because you read some book or some quote that says if you don't get up at that time, you are a failure. You aren't. You're just on your own journey, in your own time, on your own path. And that's unique to you. One thing about me when it comes to waking up early is, in general, I am not coherent in the morning. And I don't mean like, oh, I'm groggy or I'm clumsy or like, no. I am not a fully functioning human being. And it takes me a long time to reach that level. Case in point, I was literally at the bottom of the stairs. So my room is upstairs and I have like an ensuite bathroom thing. So I walk out my room, through my bathroom, down 7 steps, little bit of a landing, another 7 steps, and I'm at the bottom. So one morning I literally reach the bottom of the stairs. I take 2 steps, I see my mom, I greet her, and then I say, damn it. And she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I just left my cup upstairs. And she's like, it's fine, it's your cup. I'm like, no. I drank out of it last night. I meant to bring it down. I literally put it in my way so that instead of kicking it over, I would ask myself, why is my cup standing in the middle of nowhere? Pick it up and bring it downstairs. But no, me in all my non-human in the morningness stepped, hopped, and jump-skipped over that mug, looked at it, and then continued walking on. And once I got to the bottom of the stairs, I realized it's weird that my cup was in the way. And then I'm like, oh crap, my cup was in the way for a reason. And I had to march myself up the stairs, fetch the cup, and then bring it down. Did I need to walk up and down a flight of stairs for no good reason? No. But it's because I'm just not a human being in the morning. That's just how far gone I am. Which is why I say, I'm not a morning person. I don't enjoy getting up. I like to slowly ease into my day. And that's just me. So even if I do these small little things, it doesn't always work out just because I'm not alert in the morning. There's nothing wrong with wanting to wake up early and not being a morning person. I had to do that when I started my job in Feb because I had a semi type of a schedule. My schedule at the time was to go with my mom to take my sister to school, come back, have breakfast, then start the job search or prep for an interview or whatever I was doing that day. But I had a sort of schedule, you know, it wasn't too full, wasn't too empty. I had structure. When my job came in Feb, I ended up having to throw everything upside down and honestly get up early, even if I wasn't a morning person. I do tend to make exceptions or have special circumstances when it comes to actually being a morning person. My exceptions are usually Christmas and holiday. Those are separate things. I'm a Christmas crazy person. You don't even want to go there. I'll probably make a whole series come Christmas time, which I've already started planning. But for the most part, like, I love Christmas. So Christmas, I'm always excited, always a morning person for about a week. After that, it's down the drain. And then whenever I'm on holiday, I will definitely tell you I'm a morning person. I'm up early. I'm excited to be up early. I have no issues. I'm like fully alert when I wake up. Like it's not an issue. But the moment I'm done with holiday, it's like, no, we're not doing that. Those are my exceptions for being a morning person. And it's almost like a personality switch, which is crazy. But that's just how I function. So sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. You can be not a morning person, but still get up early and get things done. So despite not being a morning person, there are a few tips and tricks and things that I've come across either through watching videos, reading about it, finding other people who do things and just learn from them. And I've just got a few tips that I've come through. Actually, some of them were even by accident. But yeah, here they are. The one thing that I've learned first and foremost is to plan your day. And that just came from watching productivity videos on YouTube, because I was honestly just trying to up my productivity in terms of getting things done. Planning really did come in handy, but it's not just planning, it's how you do it. And one of the main things that I've learned is having a top three. So every single day, have three things that you want to do and prioritize them in order of importance. So the first and most important thing is number one, and then the next important thing, and the third important thing. And if you at least get one of those three things done a day, you're good. And this goes back to quite a few podcasts ago on breaking down your goals and your habits and your things. Once you've broken them down, it's easy to see, okay, I want to get to this goal, but I need to backtrack and figure out what small thing can I do in order to move me a little bit forward. And maybe you can make one of those things one of your top three for the day. So planning your day is important. I would say having your top three things every day, super important. But most important of all the things regarding planning your day is do it the night before. Yes, getting up in the morning and planning your day is fine, but the key to your entire day is yesterday. Anything that you can possibly do for tomorrow, get it done today before you go sleep. Any decisions you need to make, do it the night before. Anything you need to prep, try and get it done the night before. Write out your top three, write out your daily schedule, put in your calendar, do whatever you need to do, but just get your day as clear as possible the day before and emphasize your top three. When you schedule it out, it's always good to have a running to-do list, usually through an app, which is what I prefer. Sometimes you just maybe writing a journal entry or something and it pops into your mind and maybe you can like scribble it on a piece of paper. But having a running to-do list is the best thing you can do for yourself. It's just one place to keep all the things you need to get done, whether it's urgent or not. I do have an app and I'll probably walk you through it later down the line. But having a digital one is perfect. Having a place where you can just throw these notes that just pop into your head into is essential to just functioning, because your mind is literally the worst place where you can store information. So getting it out, getting it written down, best thing you can do for yourself. And also, you can always refer back to it. What have you crossed off your list? What haven't you? Do you need to maybe redo something? You have it written down, you're fine. Getting your day sorted, especially for the morning, because then when you wake up, you at least have a plan for the day. You're not scrambling. You know where you need to go. You know what you need to do. You know what your priorities are. You have some sort of navigation. You're not just blindly walking into the world. That's the first thing I've learned. The second tip I could give you is know what you are eating for breakfast. I know that is a weirdly random one, because it's not your generic eat a healthy breakfast or make sure you get a smoothie in the morning. No. Know exactly what you are eating for breakfast. I cannot emphasize this enough. I don't care what your breakfast time is. It could be 7 a.m. It could be 9 a.m. It could be pushing it at 11:58. But know exactly what you are eating for breakfast. I am someone who is a firm believer in eating a breakfast. I don't care what it is. But for the purposes of this, you need to know exactly what you'll be eating. Because it's going to take a lot of stress out of your day, especially knowing what your first meal of the day is going to be. And you won't be wasting very important decision-making energy. Because you have a limited supply. I mean, think of the morning, you're bouncing, you're full of ideas, and by the end of the day, you drain. Knowing exactly what you're going to eat for breakfast is going to make you move much faster in the morning, because you're not going to be scrambling. Do I have enough eggs? Do I have this? Do I have that? What am I going to eat? Like the previous tip, you have your plan. Knowing what you're eating for breakfast is going to take a lot of decision-making energy if you don't know. So figure it out, get on that plan and go for it. Because honestly, breakfast is the best thing you can do. Whether it's a fruit salad, whether it's yogurt, whether it's a breakfast smoothie so you don't have to chew anything. Figure out what exactly you are going to eat for breakfast and do that. That's just going to start your day off great. Also, side tip, have some water next to your bed so that the first thing you do when you wake up is drink water. It just does wonders for yourself. Wakes up your mind, your body, your digestive system, everything. We are like weird cucumbers that need a lot of water. Drink it. Especially first thing. Even if you don't like water. Water's not fun to drink, but you need it. The next tip I have is have an outfit ready for your day. And if you don't have one ready, at least get changed for the day. Especially if you're working from home. In this time of COVID, the research is astonishing. They've done a lot of research in the aspect of working from home. And one of the things is that you need to get dressed, whether you're leaving your house or not. They even did a thing about teachers who teach in their pajamas, which is crazy, but they did. And they weren't as good as the ones who actually got dressed as if they were actually going to school to teach. If you apply that to yourself, have an outfit, get dressed into it, even if you work from home or even if you aren't working from home and you're just at home. Get dressed for the day. It's going to make such a big difference, not only to your productivity, but to how you feel about yourself. I would also suggest that if you are trying to gym more at home or do a home workout or something, get into your gym clothes. Get into some comfy clothes. Get into gym clothes if you have. Get into workout clothes. Whatever is, you know, movable for you, get into that and maybe work from home in those clothes, so that at the end of the day, you already have a mindset of, okay, work is done, I'm going to exercise. And it also cuts the step in between you having to get dressed from your work clothes to your gym clothes, because sometimes you can use that as an excuse of like, oh, now I still have to get dressed, I don't feel like it, I'm over it. Where you're already in your clothes, it's just like, okay, I just need to step away from my desk and just pull out my mat and do my whatever. And off you go. So it cuts out the middleman, it gets you closer to what you want to do, and it's just going to make things easier. When it comes to this, you can even actually prep your clothes the night before. Like I said in the first step, preparing the night before is going to be key. So you can maybe lay your outfit out, lay your gym clothes out, pull out your yoga mat if you do that, pull out your exercise stuff, you know, your bands or your clear the area you want, you plan to work out in, download your video that you're going to follow along to. Prep is key. So laying out your clothes, even if you maybe skipping a day of gym and you're just gonna not work out at home, dress yourself up for the day for no good reason other than you can dress up for yourself. The final tip I have is a very long-winded roundabout way of getting to excite you for the day, and it's actually have something to look forward to at the end of the day. It sounds very weird, I get that, but have something you want to do that you can treat as a reward. Use that as motivation. For example, if you want to watch a TV series, don't binge it all in like a day. Watch one or two episodes a night and use that as a reward. So at the end of the day, you sit and you watch an episode or two of your favorite show, and then you stop, you go to sleep, and you wake up the next morning. But the thing is, psychologically, in the back of your mind, these TV shows are going to be like, oh, instead of binging the entire thing, I need to wait till tomorrow to see the next episode. Then you're going to build up excitement to watch the next episode, and then you can't wait for tomorrow to see what happens. So you are subconsciously building up an excitement for the next day. You're going to wind down, you're going to go sleep, and then you're going to wake up the next morning being excited to get to the evening to watch your show. But the beauty of it is, you finished watching your show, you've prepped for the day. So as you're prepping, you're like, I'm going to wear this outfit. I know what I'm having for breakfast. This is how my day is going to flow. And this is the time I cut off work. And then I'm going to do this until this time, which is when I watch these shows. And I can't wait. And I'm excited. So you build up an excitement for your next day, the previous day, by having this little reward. So it can be watching a TV show, it can be watching a movie, it can be spending one-on-one time with whoever you live with, or even just sitting down and reading a book that you've been dying to get to. It can be anything you are interested in that is going to be your reward that you use to motivate yourself. Like I said, it's a very long roundabout way to get it, but that is what it is. And make it your own. That's essentially what this is all about. Figuring out how you work, making your own way in order to make the best of your mornings. Like I said, start the night before, you should be fine. That was it for this episode. I hope you have a brilliant day. Like I said, I'm gonna leave the link for my Instagram down below. Please follow and share this. Spread the word. I'm gonna kill it this week. That I can guarantee. This week's song is Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. I actually wanted to do Sweet Dreams by Beyonce, but I'm just like, no, let's not go there. But if you want to use it as this week's song, I'm not going to be upset. Enjoy the music. Have a good week. And figure out if you're a morning person or a night owl. I want to know. Figure it out. Love you. Bye.